You've mentioned demons a few times. That's interesting because, you know, Malus Malefactorum, which was kind of like the demon hunter's book of the Middle Ages, which caused the witch hysteria of later time. But they have very detailed descriptions of some demons, you know, because you're supposed to be out exercising these demons. And a good four of those demons are clearly what we're calling nocturnal assaults today.
Let's talk about that for just a moment, because you said something very fascinating about that, about these kinds of demons that may be out there, that may be around. Is it a natural occurrence? I mean, is this supposed to happen?
It's not supposed to happen, you know, and different cultures have different beliefs. I mean, we call it, you know, at the beginning of the show, we were calling it the old hag syndrome, because probably that's its best known name here in the West. And the idea is that that was witchcraft. The Irish and the Scots kind of brought that over, this idea that a witch could send their astral body out to go attack somebody. But, you know, in Vietnam and the West Indies, it's unbaptized babies that return and sit on your chest and strangle you. And if you look at the, you know, Midland European accounts, the traditional eyewitness accounts of vampires, not the, you know, Bram Stoker and later Anne Rice version,
Right.
again, one could read that and clearly say, well, this is nocturnal assault. The vampire is small. Especially when you're looking in Russian and Czech and German ideas of vampires, they're small. They come at night. They attack the sleeping. They're strangling you. They're grabbing your throat. They're biting your neck. They're, you know, you have all these kind of very similar things, you know. And then the ghosts are popular. I mean, in among Southeast Asians, among the West Africans. The Yoruba people, the idea is that this is some kind of what they call a hungry ghost or an unsettled ghost that is coming back and attacking them.
I can't remember the name of this horror flick, Elliot, but it had to do with a little creature that was trying to suck the air out of a little girl, and it would sit on her chest, and you could see the air, you know, almost like a mist being sucked from her right into him. And her cat saved her life because it was in the room and it spotted this thing, and it attacked it.
Which is ironic, of course, because cats had a long reputation in Europe as sucking the breath out of babies.
That's true. I think because of the smell of milk on a baby's,
Yeah, that was the
yeah.
theory. But what's interesting is you also have cats appearing in China as the number one cause. Now, these are not normal cats. These are transformative, magical cats that sit on your chest and suck the breath out of you and kill you. Japan, it's foxes. It's these spectral foxes. Now, to us, that's not very horrifying, but to them, they have cultural touchstones that make them much more frightening.
Ellie, do little children go through sleep paralysis?
Little children can. It's interesting. Most of the reports I get are from people that get it in their adult years. Now, not that I don't have reports of people getting it as children. Usually, children will suffer things called night terrors and things like that, where they wake up screaming. This tends to be not related to REM dream, but related to other phenomena that's fairly well understood.
If people experience this, sleep paralysis, or simply the old hag syndrome, and it could be fatal, so it's something that I think we should all take seriously, what do you suggest they do?
Well, there's a couple different things. We talked a little bit about, you know, making sure that you're not too stressed out, not sleeping on your back. I never sleep on my back. After reading all these stories, I just don't need to take the
I'm not going to sleep again.
chance. You know, reducing your stress, making sure that you don't have a large sleep debt. There's also other interesting things. One is making small movements. Instead of trying to jump out of bed, which would be the natural reaction I would have if there was an entity on my chest, trying to move your fingers and things like this. This is also another interesting one, which comes again and again. That's making mental movements. Repeating something in your head.
Like what? Give me an example.
prayer. That's probably the most common one that seems to, you'll get story after story, and it doesn't matter what culture, and it doesn't have to be Christian prayer, story after story of people that start praying and the thing is repelled mm-hmm. that way. What's interesting is I have a case of a man who was having old hag phenomena serially. He had them multiple times, maybe 10 or 11 times in, say, a three-year period of time. And one time he had it, and he started to think about his stock portfolio and run down everything in his stock portfolio, and that seemed to repel it.